Welcome in, high school basketball fans, to another exciting season of live George Ranch High School women's varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Head coach Shalisha Pierce has a potent mix of upperclassmen and newcomers that has already established itself as a team that will contend for the top spot in District 23-6A and that will bring home a championship trophy to the ranch. George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio is proudly brought to you by the Finnegan Auto Group, Harold and Johnson Dentistry, the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Camp Logan Cement Works, and Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the rest of the GRHS iRadio crew for today's women's varsity basketball game.
All right, thanks, Michelle Fisher. Welcome in, everybody, to live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHSI Radio. A very competitive JV game winding down here. George Ranch on the short end with Taylor High School. It's 41-36. Lady Lions with just 21 seconds left and a timeout on the floor of officials conversing about something, and a timeout will be granted to the Lady Lions from Taylor High School. It'll be a 1 minute timeout, a full timeout, as they discuss things in this last 21 seconds or so. In varsity play, it'll be an interesting night district wide as this 23-6A season winds itself down. Only three more games left, including this one tonight. But the interesting part about it is one will play two and three. George Ranch will play four, Aleef Taylor. So that we are guaranteed to see some movement, either a little bit or a whole lot of movement, in the district standings going into the final week of the season after tonight is over with. Aleef Elsick on top of 23-6A at 8-1, and then Pearland at 7-3. Pearland will host Elsick in a few minutes. George Ranch in the three spot at 6-3. Aleef Taylor here tonight at 5-4. And in fourth place, fifth place, is Dawson at 4-5. Then Hastings at 3-7. And Brazoswood at 0-10. But the top spots, 1 and 2, will play each other. George Ranch in three, hosting number four, Aleef Taylor. So we will see some movement, either a whole lot or just a little bit, once the night is over in 23-6A women's basketball. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have our nightly interview with Shalisha Pierce, talk a little bit more about both of these clubs. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunton Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right. Thank you, Brett Dolan. Back at George Ranch High School.
If you're into sports, especially
JV
high
game
school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since...
Excuse me there, everybody. JV game in the books. Final score, 41-37. The Taylor Lady Lions beat the JV George Ranch High School Longhorns, 41-37. Right before this big varsity matchup between number 3, George Ranch, and number 4, Taylor High School. Taylor comes in at 17-11. They're on a two-game winning streak. They're 5-4 in the district and in fourth place. George Ranch at 18-8, also on a two-game winning streak, and are at 6-3 in third place in 23-6A. Therein sets up those matchups we were talking about, because Elsick and Pearland play each other. They're 1-2, respectively. And when this night is over, we'll see how 23-6A shapes up for UIL play in a couple of weeks. Next week is the final week of the regular district season. Over on the men's side, George Ranch traveled over to Aleve Taylor. They'll tip it off over there at 7 o'clock. George Ranch at 18-5, 6-3 in 23-6A play. On top of the district is Dawson at 7-2. Then George Ranch at 6-3. There are four teams tied for third. Pearland at 5-4, Elsick 5-4, Strake 5-4, and Aleve Taylor 5-4. And then Hastings at 3-6, and Brazoswood at 0-9. Just five games remaining in men's play, including tonight's game. The men play 14 district games, and the women play 12. We were talking about the women with just three games remaining, including this one tonight. As we always do, we had a chance to sit down with Shalisha Pierce on the sidelines during the JV game to talk about this matchup with the Lady Lions from Taylor High School. Shalisha Pierce is here, and looking at the schedule tonight, there's guaranteed to be a lot of movement in that top four, because one plays two, Longhorns play Taylor, number 4.
Yeah, with Dawson beating Pearland, and with Pearland struggling with their injuries and, you know, having players out, it has created a lot of movement as far as who can be where. So Taylor's beat Pearland twice, and then Dawson picked up that win. So, you know, it's made the district quite interesting.
Well, it sure has, and even tonight, we'll have to wait till the end of the evening, because Elsick is at Pearland, and you guys with Taylor. So guaranteed that there may be the same teams in different configuration, or maybe some new teams make it up into that top four.
Yeah, and even Dawson is still in the running, because they are, one game behind Taylor. So, like we said, we like to make it interesting, don't we?
So only one game separating you guys and the Lady Lions from Taylor, and they come in with a pretty strong record and a pretty good team.
Yeah, they have some strong guards and a good inside game. So last time we played them there, we shot the ball fairly well. We're roughly about 59%. They struggled a little bit. So hopefully we can keep the same game plan and force their guards to shoot long and away from the basket and rebound the ball well.
You got some good contribution last game. You had two players in double figures and a couple in high single digits. Looking for that again this evening, I presume.
Yes, we're going to have to, you know, play some good team ball, because when it comes down to it, yes, our cards are strong, but they're stronger than us in a few other places. But when we play together, it doesn't really make a difference. We're able to make up for those deficits well by the way we, you know, protect the basket.
I don't know about you. You've been involved in it all season long, but it seems like the season has really breezed by. Only two more games in district before UIL.
Coach and I from Taylor were just talking about that, about how long but short the season seems. December got here really, really quick, and after December, it seems like it's just flown by to this point. It really has.
Well, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. Way to go, Gilman. Way to go. Southwest Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Thank you, ladies. Back at George Ranch High School, waiting for the opening tip-off between the incoming Taylor Lady Lions and the homestanding George Ranch Longhorns. Here are the starting lineups. First for the Lady Lions from Taylor High School at 17-11 overall, 5-4, and in fourth place in 23-6A play. A junior, 5'6", Kiara Wright. A senior, 5'8", Davion King. A senior, 5'7", Kamaya Royal. A senior, 5'10", Jakira Jenkins. And another senior, 5'10", Joanne Caston. Kiara Wright, Davion King, Kamaya Royal, Jakira Jenkins, and Joanne Caston. The starting five for Brandy Jones's Lady Lions from Taylor High School. Here is the starting lineup for George Ranch. Come into the game at 18-8 overall, 6-3, and in third place in 23-6A. A senior at 5'6", Milan Francis Miller. A junior at 5'4", Jaden Dunn. Sophomore, 5'8", Emilian Fowler. Freshman, 5 foot tall, Savannah Velasquez. And another sophomore, 5'9", Gabby Owens. Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, Savannah Velasquez, and Gabby Owens, the starting five for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. The Longhorns roster has 2 freshmen, 4 sophomores, 2 juniors, and 4 seniors. For Taylor High School, no freshmen, 1 sophomore, 5 juniors, and 5 seniors. So the Lady Lions with more upperclassmen on their roster. George Ranch with an even amount of freshmen and sophomores and juniors and seniors. 6 freshmen and sophomore, 6 juniors and seniors, making up the 2018-2019 Lady Longhorns basketball roster. One of the biggest contributors all season long has been freshman Savannah Velasquez, averaging 15.7 points a game to go along with junior Jaden Dunn at 12.4 points a game, Milan Francis Miller at 5.5, Amelian Fowler at 4.5, and Gabby Owens just about 5.5 herself. And that makes up the starting lineup for the George Ranch Longhorns, who average about 55.5 points a game. Taylor comes in averaging 49.7 points per game. Last two games of the season, Friday night, George Ranch will head over to Dawson to play the Lady Eagles. That one will tip off at 7 o'clock. And Taylor will head over to Hastings High School Friday night for senior night for Hastings. 7 o'clock tip off over there. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem.
To help instill proper citizenship, attitudes, and ideals in these youth. Would you please rise and remove your hat for the playing of our national anthem?
Public address announcer will introduce the starters on both sides. We've already given you those. We'll check out for a quick message. Back, we'll have the opening tip. Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of mouths to full function and effectiveness begins with the treatment of people. Treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care. From single crowns to dentures to full mouth. Be sure to visit the Smile Guide to view before and after Dr. Rhymes and his staff. Office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes in Sugarland Tent. Call 281-313-1565 or visit him on the web at rhymesdds.com.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda. All price to get you our with upfront.
High school for varsity basketball. Starting five being introduced from George Ranch. It's Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Amelia Miller, Savannah Velasquez, and Gabby Owens, the start of the George Ranch Longhorns. And we'll keep tabs as best we can on the men's game. Over at Taylor High School. We'll see if we can get a update on school quarter by quarter on Twitter, and then we'll turn those around and relay them to you here. In mid top of 23-6A, Pearland, Elsick, Strake, and Alief Taylor, and then in seventh place is Hastings and Brazoswood, eighth. Tonight in 23-6A basketball, Dawson at Brazoswood, but number one Elsick versus number two Pearland, and then number three George Ranch playing host to Taylor here. So at the end of the evening, we'll have to update you on how the district is stacking up going into the last week of the season prior to the UIL playoffs. Joanne Kasten, a 5'10 senior, will jump it up with Amelian Fowler. We're ready at the scorer's table. The officials are ready. We have three of them. Air knocked around into the hands of George Ranch and Milan Francis Miller, but they're going to jump up again. Both Milan Francis Miller. Ball finally in the air and tipped over to the Taylor Lions. Shot put up on King is basketball, and it's on the floor. The award will put a quick time on and Taylor High School. So Brandi Jones saw something early on that she didn't like, either out of her offense or how George Ranch was setting up on D. Either way, she called that quick timeout with just a few ticks off the clock here. First quarter, we had to do that a second time. One shot, George Ranch got and tied the ball up on the court. 15 seconds into the game. Now a drive on the basket by Davion King. She puts a glass and goes in. 2-0, Taylor. Out top of the basket, Velasquez to Jaden Dunn. Dunn on the left to Velasquez. Heads inside. A foul on the drive, Velasquez. Kiera Wright with the personal foul, number one. And actually that foul. And now the inbound, a short jump shot. And we're tied at 2, 7:15. Side. Over to Kiera Wright. Wright double team. Now in the corner to Davion King. And King hits the three-pointer. She's got all 5 points for the Lady Lions. George Ranch moving right to left. Across radio dial, your laptop, however you're listening to us, to Chess Sci Radio, we're glad you're here. Inside, up the into the hands of Velasquez. Her jump shot is off the mark, instant. Kasten commit. Ball back to George Ranch. Jaden Dunn. To Velasquez. Velasquez in the corner to Jaden Dunn. Dunn lets the three-pointer go. Gets it. Jaden Dunn ties the score at. Hit that one from the left corner. No doubt about it. It swished on through, and we're tied at 5. 5:50 left in the first quarter. Into to Joanne Kasten. That's no good. Into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Now down court to Velasquez. She lays it up and in. Savannah Velasquez on the board for the first time tonight. GR leads. Royal. Royal out top on the left side, and she's fouled by Gabby O. Both coaches talking to respective players. Brandi Jones talking to Kiera Wright. Jaleesha Pierce talking to her two guards, Jaden Dunn and Velasquez. Kasten's first free throw is off the mark. She'll get another shot. Joanne Kasten, shooter. Next one on its way and good. Therein lies the 51. Missed one, hit one. To Velasquez. And the official called a timeout, pointed at the clock. We'll have to see if things need to be rectified or not. Okay, they fixed the time at 5:12, and now it's inbound to Miller out top to Velasquez. Tries to get it in. Ball knocked around. Back in to Jaden Dunn down the lane. Loading, jump shot. That one is no good, but Dunn is fouled on her way down the lane. Foul whistled against Jakira Jenkins, her first. First shot on its way from Jaden Dunn, and that's good. 8-6. Lady Longhorns by 2. Second free throw on its way, and the lead is the inbound to Davion King. Pressure applied by George Rand. Lions break that press and get the ball in to Kiera Wright. Back to Davion King. King by Savannah Velasquez. King drives around the paint, and Sheehan. Foul whistled against Gabby Owens, her second. Jada come in for George Ranch. First free throw on its way by King, and that's good. Davion King with points out of the seven that the Taylor Ball Club has. Free throw on its way. That one, back iron, retrieved by Emelian Fowler. Ahead to Savannah Velasquez. Iron, and a tie up underneath. The award back to George Ranch. They'll inbound under their own basket. Emelian Fowler, check that. Milan Francis Miller will do that. Into Emelian Fowler. Shot put up, no good. Milan Francis Miller, 10-foot jumper is no good. Off the iron, rebounded by Jada Howard. And Howard loses control. First turnover of the night for George Ranch. In the corner to Kira Wright. To Davion Kipper, and hits it. We are tied at 9. 8 points and a free throw by Joanne. And that one thrown on the turnover. Now down court to Joanne. The rebound by Velasquez to Milan Francis Miller. Layup on the left side, no good. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. Three turnovers now for the Longhorn by the Lady Lions. Slap of the basketball into Joanne Kasten. Lions break the press. Kasten at the top of the key. Now loses control. George Ranch has the basketball. Milan Francis Miller to Jaden Dunn in the corner. Dunn on the left side. Little layup attempt. No good. Will hard and picked out by Davion King. King down court to Kamaya Rubble with the basketball. Now a tie up underneath. And this award will go back to the Lady Lions. Again, slap of the basketball. Davion King gets it in to Jakira Jenkins. Jenkins to Kasten. Little jump shot good by Joanne Kasten. It's 11. To Velasquez. Back to Dunn over here on the left hop to Milan Francis Miller. Jumper kicks it over to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer is good from pointers. And it's 12 to 11. To Kiara Wright. Right underneath to Kamaya Royal. And Kamaya Royal walks with the bat for. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio. Around them, Dunn here on the near side. Dunn out top to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez on the right side. Little running hook shot off the mark. Rebound underneath by Jada Howard. A little bit short. And it's to Royal down low. And it's Lions by. And the Lady Lions trading baskets here of late. 120 left in the first quarter. The left wing to Jada Dunn, rather. Now out to Velasquez. Velasquez drifts towards the right side to Milan Francis Miller. Back out top to Emelian Fowler. Fowler tries to get it inside. That ball is stolen away. Four turnovers for George Ranch. And a double against the Lions. And that knots things up in the turnover department at four. Here comes Lauren Crouch, the 5'3 Ranch. And Milan Francis Miller will check out. Also, Izzy Little in for George Ranch. Little with the basketball. Now over to Velasquez. Back out top to Lauren Crouch. Crouch's pass over to Jaden a little bit wide, but tracked down by Jaden. To Velasquez. Into Velasquez. She drives down the lane. Kicks it out to Jaden Dunn. Dunn inside the arc. Jump shot is good. Jaden Dunn just inside the three-point mark and hits it. 14-13. Lawrence by one. Ball kicked over Kiara Wright. Wright in the corner to Kamaya Royal. Good ball, and Davion King comes away with it. To Kiera Wright. Wright's three-pointer off the iron. Drops straight down into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Drifts towards the left side. Takes it herself. Now sets up from three-point. And Dunn hits the deck. The ball falls short. And that's the end of the first quarter. Longhorns 14 and 13. You're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on the radio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. One thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and their oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care with services including cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Johnson Dentistry at 28937, office at 1233. Grab them on the web at harrelldentistry.com.
Back at George Ranch High School, Longhorns 14. Ranch, 10 points for Jaden Dunn. Two each by Emilian Fowler and Savannah Velasquez. Four turnover on the other side of the ledger. 8 points for Davion King. And 5 points for Joanne Kasten. Also four turnovers for the Lions. George Ranch will inbound on the other side as we start play here in quarter number two. Out top to Milan Francis Miller. On the horn, Jada Howard. Now in the corner, Miller. And that ball, last touch by George Ranch. Officials get a little help from Brandy Jones and a couple of the Lions players. They did. This one knocked around. And again, the teams trade turnovers as the Longhorns take that one on the far side. Tanisha, personal foul. She's a 5-5 for the Lions. Jada Howard. Horns have little. Jaden. Mon Francis Miller. Savannah Velasquez. And Emilian Fowler in the lineup. Inbound to Izzy Little. Little inside the lane. Jump shot. Knocks around. And falls on to Emilian Fowler. Out top to the Velasquez. The far side. Now drifts out top. Jaden Dunn takes her place on the far wing. To Milan Francis Miller. To Dunn. Dunn into Izzy Little. Little on the left side. Turn around and she knocks it in. Izzy Little with her first couple points of the night. Longhorns by three, 16-13. And again, a timeout called by Brandy Jones. So both teams have their scoring confined to a player apiece. In the first quarter, Jaden Dunn and Davion King on the other side of my scorebook scored 8 of 13 for the Lady Lions. Time out. Everybody back out on the court. Just inside, 7 minutes to play before halftime. I see Ryan Dunsmore, the sports editor of the Fort Bend tonight. You can pick up his game story tomorrow in the Fort Bend Herald, and he'll likely join me for the second half of this broadcast. Ball knocked around, and finally off of Taylor and out of bounds. Longhorns get a break there. 6 turnovers for Taylor, 5 George Ranch. Savannah Velasquez with the running jump shot, no good. Picked out of the air by Kamaya Royal. Royal to Davion King. King down the lane, little running jump shot, no good. She is called for the offensive foul, her first. 5'8 senior Davion King down the lane, whistled for the charge. to Izzy Little down low. And Little shovels to Amelia Fowler. She is fouled underneath by Davion King, her second. At the free throw line, Amelia Fowler. She had 2-point quarter. First free throw, a little bit too hard off the back iron. She'll get another here. Next one on its way. This one off the front iron. Set the free throw line for Fowler. Ahead now to Davion King. King up top to Kasten. Back in the corner to King. King being guarded there by Milan Francis Miller. Cross court to Shanisha Fobbs. Back to Fobbs in the corner. Three-pointer on its way. Bounces around. No good. Foul underneath. Whistled against. Looks like Izzy Little. That is Izzy Little's first personal foul. Not a shooting foul. So the Lions will take their ball out, or take the ball out, rather, under checking in. A 5-5 pointer on its way from Kamaya Royal. That one bounces out. Rebound, Amelia Fowler. Fowler up ahead to Savannah Velasquez. She can't get the layup to drop. A fight underneath. And a good heads-up play by Milan Francis Miller. She grabbed that basketball and then called timeout on the ground. And will their hold on the basketball. This will be a short timeout by Coach Pierce. We'll take a quick break here. We're listening to live George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The time to buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warrant, that's the Gilman promise. White Freeway and FM 2218. GilmanHondaFortBend.com.
George Ranch. The inbound to Izzy Little. Down low to Amelia Fowler. Good. A rebound, Lions. Longhorns by three, 16-13. Just hits the play before halftime. Kasten in the Kamaya Royal. Out top. Stolen away by George Rang. The other end by Savannah Valen. Seven turnovers for the Lions. Five for George Rang. Little bit of pressure applied. Break that. And the ball down low. Knock shot put up. And Greer is in there. And a three-pointer by Lacey Pryor. It's 18-16, George Ranch by two. Out top to Milan. Done. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound, Lacey Pryor. Head to Kasten, and she has that ball taken away for Ranch. Here's Savannah Velasquez on the left side. Lays it up and in. Left-handed. For Velasquez on the other end. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. And the Lions will inbound on. First shot on its way by Kamaya Royal from the top of the key. Again, Velasquez takes it herself on the left side. Puts up a two-handed layup. And that one, it's no good. Rebound King. She drives it up and in. King with 10 points. And George Ranch lead down to 2, 2018. Done. Done to Izzy Little. Little. Left-handed jump shot by Izzy Little. The line. And it's 22-18. Double team on the ball now. Stolen away by George Ranch. Ahead to Velasquez. Who lays 9 turnovers. And George Ranch capitalizes on that one and extends the lead to 6, their biggest of the night, 18. You're listening to live George's iRadio.
Iron Football League is beginning its 7th year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Iron Football is partnered ball. A youth football development and NFLPA, and features 6 competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, high schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, 10-year-olds, and varsity and 12-year-olds who are not yet. For Fort Bend, gridironfootball.com.
Back at George Ranch, Lady Longhorns by 6, 24. 3 minutes to play before halftime. Again, ball thrown around, almost stolen away by Fowler. But the Lions get across Pryor and an over. And real quick, Jada Howard off the bench. Gabby Owens, she's got 3 fouls here in the first. Ball down low. Good pass inbound to Kamaya Royal, who lays it up and in. 24-20. To Milan France Miller. To Jada Howard. Howard, 6 turnovers for George Ranch. Again, pressure applied by the Longhorns, and the Lions get it across. Coach just thought 5 seconds that he... In the... Kamaya Royal shot on its way, no good. Rebound by Milan Frances Miller. She looks down court to Lauren Crouch, decides to take it herself down the middle, and lays it up and in. First couple points of the night for Milan Frances Miller. Right with the pass, gets a return pass, and commits the offensive foul. Second assault against the Lady Lions. That's Wright's second personal foul. Hard down the lane, and was whistled for the 1:37 left before halftime. Longhorns lead by 6 again, 26-20. To Lauren, Crouch to Jaden. Dunn on the flank. To Milan Frances Miller out top. Miller looks down low. Tries there and forces it in. And the Longhorns. Jada Howard. It looked like the Lions were going to pick off the pass before the foul was committed. Either way, Ranch loses the basketball. The inbound now to Kasten. Back to Kiara Wright. Back to Kasten. Kasten looking down court, throws this one high into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn on the left side. She heads in for the layup, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Joanne Kasten, her first. At the free throw line, Dunn. Dunn with points, all in the first quarter. Jaden, a 68% free throw shooter. First one on its way, and good for Jaden Dunn. 27-20. Dunn, free throw on its way, and good again. 28-20. Velasquez, Frances Miller, Izzy Little, and Emilian Fowler on the court now. Longhorns force another. That's 10. For the Lions, 7 for George Ranch. Taylor. Lacey Pryor. Maya Royal. Jakira Jenkins and Joanne Kasten on the floor. And up by Savannah Velasquez. Intercepted by the Lions. Little give and go down low. And again down the lane. And the foul. Her second of the night for the charge. 8 turnovers for George Ranch. And the Longhorns, turning it over, get the basketball back on the third charge of the night by one of the Lions. Over to Emilian Fowler on the right side. Out top to Milan Frances Miller. Miller to Velasquez. She heads down the lane. Little running shot on its way. No good. Picked off the off the iron by Kamaya Royal, and she's fouled by Savannah Velasquez. First foul of the night for Savannah. 16-9 for the Lion. Three-pointer off the glass, and she's fouled in by Velasquez. Gaston at the free throw line. She's got 5 points. Those all came in the first quarter. 51% free throw shooter is Joanne Caston. Her first one is off the mark. Two minutes exactly left before halftime. Live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRSI Radio. And Caston has a little scrape left arm, which they will tend to a little bit. That noticed by one of the referees, so they will something to take care of that. The officials are asking whether she's going to shoot the free throw, the remaining free throw, or if designate some of us. And I think they are just going to cover up that scrape and send Caston back out here in a second. And they do that. Band-aid on her left arm, down by her wrist, and she's back to the free throw line. All right, three dribbles, shot on its way, and off the mark. Apparently, she was beyond the arc when she was fouled by Velasquez, so her third free throw is on its way, and that one is no good to Frances Miller. And that's the end of the second quarter. Apparently, I misread the clock. There's 2 seconds left. It's George Ranch 28 and Lions 20. I have George Ranch High School varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 82, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as right to your door, 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're sports, the Fort Bend's are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.aonline to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Finnegan Auto Group is George Ranch High School Longhorn. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and check out the all-new Chevy Silverados, Tahoes, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business sponsors.
There's the Bells Junior Varsity Drill Team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to High Radio.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, Ryan Dunsmore is here. I'll situate it and set up. Let me bring you up to date on the score here. George Ranch 28, Taylor Lady Lions 20. In the men's game over at it's Taylor 35 and George Ranch 19 as that game progresses over at top scorers. First for George, 12. 8-4 Izzy Little, Million Fowler, and Milan Francis Miller. Longhorns have committed 8 turnovers through the On the other side, Davion King with 10. She had 8 in the first quarter and just about everything. Three-pointer, a free throw. Buskets in that first quarter and then just a couple in the C. Has 10 here at halftime. 5 for Joanne Kasten. A three-pointer by Lacey Pryor. And Kamaya Roy. That's the 20 points scored by the Lady Lions. Brandy Jones and her club with 10 turnovers through halftime. Longhorns, Jaden Dunn, also in the first quarter. She scored 10 with a couple three-pointers, a couple free throws and a basket, and then just a couple free throws in the second quarter. So the two top scorers, their respective teams, came on first quarter and then just managed a couple points in the second quarter. So Dunn with 12 and Davion King for the Lions with 10. Ryan Dunsmore is here. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Good. Good. We were telling everybody during the pregame that this is going to be an interesting night in 23-6A women's basketball, since one plays two and three George Ranch is hosting number four Taylor. So there's either going to be a little or a whole lot of shakeup in those top four teams.
Yeah, I mean, George Ranch, I feel like, has played well enough this season to know that they've locked up a playoff spot if they're continuing to play at the level they are. I think the only question left here is how high can they push themselves up in the standings here? And I believe last this is the team that they played during the for the playing game, correct?
Yes. Yes, it was.
So, while it is not, I'm sure Coach is not translating any of that from last year to this year, it's still, this is the team, is some level of confidence for those players coming back here to face this lady squad here and have another strong performance here at home. I mean, I've been impressed here, just the amount of poise and control that this team has had, just basically just cramming every passing lane and attacking at every opportunity and every turnover here. It's really been a nice game here for George Ranch.
You know, all year long, the Lady Longhorns got, you know, their from their veteran Jaden. Out comes freshman Savannah Velasquez, who is actually the leading scorer on the team with almost points a game. So a lot of contribution from Jaden Dunn, Million Fowler, Izzy Little, Abby Owens. The list goes on, and solid contribution all the way up and down that roster.
Well, for sure. I mean, it's starting on the defensive end here, trying to make sure that Ailey Taylor doesn't have a clean transition to the basket at all for any possession here, making life hell getting to, and what was it, three or four trees the team picked up in that first half there? That's just effort. And right now it looks like George Ranch has more effort than Aleif Taylor's putting out here now. We're only a few possessions away, and that can mean the world in a girls' basketball game here where some teams can go very cold very quickly here. So it's something that George Ranch is going to have to avoid.
You know, the season is winding down. This is game number 10 out of 12 in district play. And then we'll see how the teams align. Top four go on to play their counterparts in 24-6A, rather, in just a couple weeks. So things are winding down, and teams are trying.
Yeah, I mean, and Coach has got a squad here that definitely savvy here enough that they end up different George Ranch teams where they're trying to figure out, okay, what's life in 6A like this time? And they can finish strong here. I don't know off the top of my head what the finish of the schedule is here, but let me pull it up as I quickly can. You've got Dawson and Elsick here at the end. Two games here that George Ranch should have a chance in here to be able to kind of.
Hey, Dawson sitting in spot. Of course, Elsick is on top of 23-6A, so things don't get much the last two games of the year. He's Ryan Dunsmore. I'm Tom Tarando. We'll take a break here when we come back. Third quarter action from George Ranch. Listening to live varsity basketball on SiRadio.
Hey, Long Ranch High School yearbooks. Relating, buzzer beating, and teaming moment for the rest of your life.
I'll be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
That's the buzzer calling the teams in towards their bench. And we're ready to tip things off for the third quarter. George Ranch leads by 8, 28-20. Last score I had is the score I have now. Taylor 35-19. Maybe halftime over there, or just not a an update on that score. But 35-19, Taylor by 16 points over the George Ranch men's team. George Ranch coming into tonight in second place in 23-6A men's basketball. And Taylor tied for third with Pearland, Elsick, and Strake.
Yeah, that's a say that's not the first time I've to the black void that is anyone trying to find a score in this finish unless I get some information corresponding coaches. Of course, George Ranch coaches tend to give me all the information I need, but trying to get something during the game is rough.
Yeah, it is, and I try to rely on it has a scoreboard, but George Ranch is the only team that reports their score, and this has happened many times over the course of the season. The game I'm doing is the game that is the only one being reported. All right, ball inbound as Longhorns moving left and half. Out top on Francis Miller. Over to Jaden Dunn. Longhorns by 8, 28-20. In the corner to Velasquez. Out top, back to Velasquez. Three-pointer away, off the mark. Ball knocked around into the hands of Joanne Kasten. And Kasten walks it across the timeline to Maya Royal, and Royal, one too many steps. Turnover number 11, B. Lyons. George Ranch comes into the third with 8.
Down here from Ailey Taylor here. Wait for the opening to come.
Jaden Dunn, out ones around the horn. Cued over there by Kiara Wright. Jaden Dunn, pass in the corner to Emilian Fowler. Her three-pointer is... And... A foul whistled against Joanne Kasten, her third personal foul. She's got 3.
Under the basket.
The universal I'm rip of the basketball. Ball inbound. Savannah Velasquez can't control it. 9 turnovers for George Ranch. Walking across center stripe is Davion King to Kasten. Kasten down low to Jakira Jenkins. Jenkins, first couple points of the night.
Jenkins just had too good a position down low. Just had to turn and face the basket, and it was 2 points. You can't let her hit into the paint.
Jenkins averages 14.8 points a game, and those are her first two tonight. Jaden Dunn on the right side, calling Savannah Velasquez back out top. The ball now to Velasquez. Left-hand dribble on the far. And a travel. The ball into Emilian Fowler. She seemed surprised to get it and took a step. 10 turnovers now for the Longhorns.
Fowler was in that high post position here and was ready to take a step to pat on the opposite side of the court there, but just looked too quick of a step there.
Pressure applied by George. And finally across King. King straight down the lane, lays it up and in. Kind of a running on King. She's got 12. 28-24. Lead cut down to 4. To Fowler. To Milan Francis. They're on the far side. Now inside. Knocked around. Third turnover of the quarter for George Ranch. Kasten with the lay-in attempt on the left side. She cannot get that one to drop. The rebound by Jakira Jenkins, and Jenkins is fouled.
Looked like it was on Dunn there.
Yeah, Jaden Dunn, her first of the night.
And what you're seeing here on the defensive end for George Ranch is Ailey Taylor is attacking that high post position there, really kind of collapsing on it. It's turned into 3 turnovers in the early part of the third quarter here.
All right, at the free throw line, Jakira Jenkins shooting 56% from the free throw line. First one on its way and good. 3 points in the quarter now for Jenkins. Izzy Little checks in. Emilian Fowler checks out. Ball back in the hands of Jakira Jenkins. Free throw on its way, off the mark. Good rebound by Izzy Little. Over to Velasquez. To Milan Francis Miller. Drifts over here to the right side. Now back out top. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn, a little backwards dribble to get set up. Now tries to get it inside, and it's kicked by Kasten. Got her leg out there like a hockey goalie and tried to interrupt the pass, which she did, but kicked the basketball at the same time.
Dunn trying to get the ball into Owens there. She's really battling in the paint for some position. Might be something to look at here in the second half with the referees here kind of letting it go.
All right, Milan Francis Miller out top with the ball to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez back to Miller to Izzy Little. Little tries to get it inside, does. It's kicked out top to Milan Francis Miller. Jump shot from the free throw line is no good. Picked out of the air by Joanne Kasten. Kasten on the left side to Davion King. King inside to Jakira Jenkins. Jenkins' turnaround jump shot is no good. Rebound by Gabby Owens. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, a little stutter step dribble, and she's fouled. That's the fourth ball on Kasten's. Nisha Fobbs. Fobbs in for Joanne Kasten. Miller looking, gets it in. Izzy Little. Little 6'8" foot jump shot, no good. Rebound by Owens. Owens puts it up too strong. Jaden Dunn from the free throw line. That's no. Finally out of bounds. Last touched by George Ranch. They have 12 turnovers, four in this quarter. The inbound to Wright, back to Davion King. Now over to Fobbs. Fobbs stolen away by Jaden Dunn. And Dunn is fouled by Kiera.
Milan Francis Miller is going to take the ball in here, but it looks like she's in some kind of pain here, really grimacing, holding her forearm.
Well, Taylor, they're 12. George Ranch with 12. And Gabby Owens on. The award will go to.
That's the classic problem of when you have your big man up there in the high post or any position for your post players. The last thing you want to do is bounce the ball low to him. And that's what happened there. Turned into a turnover.
All right. Ball out top to Davion King. King to Kamaya Royal. Royal on the side to Kiera Wright. Stolen away by Savannah Velasquez, who lays it up and in. Five, George Ranch by foul. A triple team on the ball carrier. And that forces another turnover as Fobbs throws away on the far side. 13 turnovers for both clubs.
Yeah, the backcourt for George Ranger here at every turn. Easy extra possessions here.
The 5'5 junior checks in for Taylor. To Milan, Francis Miller, Izzy Little. Little, left-hand jump shot in Izzy Little. Little averages 5 points a game, slightly above that now with six. Taylor gets it across the timeline. Lacey Pryor jump shot, three-pointer, no good. Rebound put up by Kamaya Royal. And that one is no good as well. But
I believe that did go in there.
It sure did. And the foul whistled against Gabby Owens, her fourth. And the basket credited to
21.
Yeah, Jakira Jenkins, who we hadn't heard from until this third quarter. She now has 5 points on the night. Throw is off the mark. The rebound to Jada Howard. Longhorns will take it out on the far side. Milan Francis Miller will come to the bench in lieu of Emilian Fowler. Jada Howard and Izzy Little on the court. Ninth. Velasquez over to Jaden Dunn. Dunn out top to Emilian Fowler. Velasquez works on the left side. Now out top again to Jaden Dunn. A little backwards dribble to set things up again for George Ranch. Long's look inside to Izzy Little, that ball is stolen away. On the far end, shot by Kamaya Royal. It's no good, and the three-pointer is
by number 11 there.
By Lacey Pryor. Pryor with 6 points. She's got 2 3-pointers on the night. It's 32-30. That 8-point lead coming into the third quarter to a basket to Jada Howard. To Velasquez. She drives line. Tries a... That one is no good. Knocked around by Howard. Back out top to Dunn. Dunn, a little off-balance shot down the lane, and she's fouled. Foul her fourth.
Dunn forcing the action there and making Ailey to stop her driving to the basket and end up being in bad situations here and frustrating fouls here for Ailey Taylor, I'm sure.
Jaden Dunn, or a percentage free throw shoot. 33-30. Longhorns by three. Dunn, next free throw. Off the front iron, the back iron, and off the mark. Into the hands of Lacey Pryor. Pryor is fouled in front of the Taylor bench by Jaden Dunn, her second.
I'm sure Coach Pierce is a necessary foul just carry her down the court.
King to Lacey Pryor to King. At the free throw line, Kamaya Royal. First one, no good. Second opportunity, no good as well. Rebound by Emilian Fowler. That one taken away. And Izzy Little commits a foul underneath. Her right hip, ball carrier Ja'Kira Jenkins, and committed that foul, her second.
That one on the floor there, luckily for George Ranch.
Inbound. And this one into Sunisa Fobbs. And Fobbs is fouled. Not sure who that foul was on. We'll pick that one up in a minute. It's Fobbs at the free throw line. First shot. Off the mark by Sunisa Fobbs, 50% free throw shooter. Fobbs, a 5'5 junior for Brandy Jones's club, second free throw. It's by two, 50 in the third quarter. To Milan Francis Miller on the far side. Miller stuck it, little running jump shot, no good. Around, by. Now a little bit of a backwards dribble. She sets things up over to Lacey Pryor. Back to Davy DeRoyal. Back to her three-pointer. No good. Rebound Little. Ahead to Milan Frank Miller, who drives the right side. And the foul is called on Davy Ng, her third. It's Miller. Get in the second quarter. 45 per shot on its way and off the mark. 16 seconds left in the third quarter. Second one on its way and good. 3 points for Milan Francis Miller. One is three. Beyond King. King looking to Lacey Pryor. Tries a three-pointer. That one is partially blocked by Longhorns 34. Lady Lions 31. You're listening to live George Ranch High School basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of Protix, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. Dr. Stuart Rhymes' office, treat people first. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Dr. Rhymes and his staff. That's the office of Dr. Stuart Rhymes, DDS, MS, in Sugarland Town Square. For an appointment, call 281-313-1565 or visit the web at rhymesdds.com.
George Ranch outscored 11-6 in that third quarter, but still hold a three-point lead, 34-31. as play begins. And Kerfor, top scorer on the floor tonight. Jaden Dunn with 13, 10 by Velasquez. 6 points by Izzy Little. 3 by Milan Francis Miller. And a hit by Emilian Fowler. On the other side of my scorebook, Davion King with 12. 6 by Lacey Pryor. 5 by Jakira Jenkins. And Juan Kasten. A basket by Kamaya Royal and a free throw by Sinisa Fobbs. Inbound to Jaden Dunn as we start the fourth quarter to Velasquez. Velasquez on the right side. Now to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way by Dunn. Picked off by Davion King. King gets control of the basketball. Good feed underneath to Kamaya Royal. She can't convert. And the rebound is Izzy Little. A good pass underneath, but Royal couldn't lay it in. This one down to Savannah Velasquez, 31. Lead back up to 5.
And just like that, there's some breathing room here for the
bounds. Last touch by the Longhorns. 13 turnovers for the Lions, 14 for George Ranch. Lady Lions will inbound. On the side of their own basket, ball inbound. The Fobbs out top to King into Royal. Royal down low to Jakira Jenkins. Jenkins turnaround shot is good. 7 points for Jenkins. Dunn across midcourt working on the left side. Loses control of the ball, but a foul called. The foul on her third. Soon of the ball. Then she was a little too anxious to get it back. And committed her third foul. Davion King working on Jaden Dunn. Gets it to Kamaya Royal. Royal down the lane. And fouled by Izzy Little, her third. Fouls. Go ahead, Ryan.
I was going to say, tough call on Little there. Just seemed like the she positioned there. She wasn't stepping towards the offensive player there, and she's still getting the foul call on her.
At the free throw line, Kamaya Royal with a couple points. First free throw, a little too hard off the back iron. Longhorns have all of their starters in except for Izzy Little, and Little is likely coming out now for Emilian Fowler, and therefore all of them will be in. And the missed free throw, rebounded, and the putback by Jakira Jenkins. And the foul by Gabby Owens. And Gabby Owens committed her fifth personal foul. She is out of the ball game, 3 in the first half. And it's just been a tough night for Gabby Owens. Nothing but personal fouls and back on the bench. Finally back here in the fourth quarter and commits the last one.
Yeah, it's been a tough matchup all night here. Ailey Taylor has not necessarily got more size height-wise, but definitely has the build kind of bang in the paint, where George Ranch is more kind of wants to get out and run on you, and that's kind of reflected here in the foul count when Ailey Taylor wants to pound it inside.
Jenkins' free throw is in and out, rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. The drive is on now for George Ranch to Jada Howard. Jada Howard on the board. 35 Longhorns by A. And before a double dribble committed by Sinisa Fobbs, 14th turnover for the Lions. Inside 6 minutes to play in the live Lady Longhorns varsity basket on GRHSI Radio. Ryan Dunsmore is here. I'm Tom Tarando. A jump shot from the far Velasquez. She's got 14 up to 5. Down low to Jakira Jenkins, and Jenkins walks with the basketball.
I think what Coach Pierce was talking about during one of the free throws for Ailey Taylor, she brought all her guards and a forward over and talked to him. I think what she was trying to do was talking about the picks they were setting on that high screen, out 3-point line there. And really that's freed up some of the offense here and been able to open with that one simple high screen pass, or pick, I mean.
We'll update you on the score in just a minute. Three-pointer on its way from the top of the key by Jaden Dunn. No good. Rebound to the Lady Lions. Here comes Joanne Kasten. Kasten on the near side. Down low to Angel Greer. Greer's shot. No good. Rebound by Emilian Fowler, but the ball is stolen away by Jenkins with 11 points in the fourth quarter. Longhorns by three. On the men's side, Longhorns down by 19, 45-26 over at Tate. To Jaden Dunn on the far side. Dunn, backwards dribble to set things up. Over to Velasquez, down the lane. Shuffle pass to Emilian Fowler, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against her first. Fowler at the free throw line with 2 points.
Good inside pass here to Vasquez. Good drive by Vasquez. Sets up Fowler here for the free throws.
Brown and comes off. ...36% free throw shooter is Fowler. Second one is up and good. That creeps over the front iron and in. 41-37, Longhorns by four.
Every point counting here at this last later stage of the game here. Now a two-possession game for George Ranch.
Davion King with the right-hand dribble guarded by Jaden Dunn. Catch out top by Kiera Ryan again. They get the ball down low to Jenkins, and Jenkins has fouled Jada Howard, her second. And Jakira Jenkins averages almost 15 points a game, scoreless through the first half, 5 in the third quarter, 6 in the fourth quarter here, and now at the free to add to that one, and first one is good.
And one more foul by George Ranch, and Aleaf Taylor will be in the double bonus here for the last 4 minutes of the ball game.
3-point lead by George Ranch, 41-38.
Now a two-point game with George Ranch setting a fence.
To Milan Francis Miller, back out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn advances towards the basket, now cross court to Izzy Little. Little drives the baseline, jump shot on its way, no good, bound by Kasten.
Good look there by Little there. Just was driving baseline to basket, but pulled up and put a nice shot on the ball.
This ball over on the left side and off the hands of Davion King and out of bounds. 16 turnovers for the Lions.
With the ball here, trying to settle everyone down.
3:20 left in the ball game. Inside to Savannah Velasquez. Little jump shot off the iron. Rebounded by Kiera Wright. Right over to Davion King. King will slow things down a bit and check out where her teammates are. Drives around a pick set by Angel Greer. Three-pointer on its way, in and out. That was a good look by Davion King, but the ball wouldn't fall. To Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez on the right side. Ball knocked around. Back into the hands of George Ranch. Velasquez's three-pointer from the far side is no good. Falls straight down into the hands of Jakira Jenkins. Over to Kiera Wright, and she traveled. Trying to refresh the score over at Taylor. Does 45-26. Longhorns down by 19 over at Aleaf Taylor in the men's game. Back in George Ranch by two. 41-39, and the Longhorns commit the turnover. In terms of King. King on the left side, down low to Angel Greer, and the ball knocked around. And knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Lady Lions will end just the left of their basket, or to the right of the basket, rather. Three-pointer on its way from Kiera Wright. No good. Rebound, Jada Howard. Howard to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, good lead pass to Savannah Velasquez, but the ball is dribbled off her leg and out of bounds. Yeah. Good opportunity there. Good pass by Dunn.
It's about as nice a pass you could ask out of that. Tough transition to grab that bounce pass and go up with it. And Velasquez has been a little bit, her mind seems like it's moving faster than her hands are this game so far.
And if there was anything wrong with that pass by Jaden Dunn, it might have been that Velasquez just didn't have enough time to do what you were just describing, which was grab it on the run and turn. And so that one went out of bounds over number 16 for 17 for the Lady Lions. Coach Pierce called a timeout. Wants to talk things over with her. Came into this game at 18 in place in 23-6A. The Lions at 17-11, 5-4, and in fourth place. And we've kind of belabored this, but there's going to be some on top for the teams eligible for the UIL playoffs with two games to play. Number one, Elsick, is at Pearland in four.
George Ranch can hold on here. You could see George Ranch move on. Elsick hold serve here in the district standings.
Of course, the other game of the night, Dawson in fifth place at Brazoswood. And Brazoswood's had a rough go of it this year. They're 0-10 in league play. All right, Davion King drifts towards the right side, guarded by Jaden Dunn. Dunn breaks through the pick. Now the pass to Kiara Wright. Back to Davion King, trying to interrupt the dribble of Davion King. King on the left side puts up the jumper. Ball rebounded by put up. That's no good, but into the hands of Kasten. And Kasten lays it up and in. We're tied at 41. Minute and a half left in the ballgame. Vaughn Francis Miller. Now up top to Izzy Little. Little forces a pass inside to Jada Howard. One finally got to Milan Francis Miller, put up the three-pointer. That wouldn't help, though, because Coach Pierce called the timeout. And that pass, you talk about like a football pass trying to force it in when there's two or three DBs back there.
Yeah, and it's Howard's are trying to be catalyst offense. They're high post there. Have the zone defense collapse on that and kick the ball out to one of your better shooting guards here. It worked out perfectly, but I could see where Coach Pierce was saying, okay, we can't lose this possession right now and have this. I can't quite see where the possession error is right now here, but I'm used to some other LCISD that don't have that, or at least it's updated. So it would have gone really Felsick here if that had been a held ball. And that was just a fraction of a second that the referees could have given that to here. And I don't think anyone could have complained about it. So in the end, the ball still stays at George Ranch and take it under the basket.
All right, Francis Miller will get it in. Way out top to Lauren Crouch, who's in the ballgame for George Ranch. Now to Dunn. 1:50 left in the ballgame. To Milan Francis Miller. T. Little around the horn to Jaden Dunn on the far side. Dunn, corner, Lauren Crouch, 3-point off the front iron. And the ball trying to be tracked down by Izzy Little. It goes out of bounds and into the hands of Taylor. Three-point attempt by Lauren Crouch. Nope. And the Longhorns unable to track down that ball.
Well, the game's going to come down to the last minute here. Everything's tied.
All right. Dribble by Davion King. She drifts towards the right side. Jaden Dunn on her. Dave King around the pick set. And then she throws the ball out of bounds. 18 turnovers for the Lions. We're tied at 41. Inside a minute to play. Actually, 49.43 seconds. Inbound to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez to Milan Francis Miller, right in the Longhorn bench. And another timeout called by Coach Pierce. After seeing that defensive set by the Lions, and her club unable to move the ball in much, she calls that timeout, wants to talk that thing over again.
I think basically what she wants to do is she's, I think what the Georgia Rams can do at this point is play for the last shot here. 34 seconds left. For much of the game here, Ayla Taylor has been very content with not allowing penetration to the basket here, sitting in that zone, rebuffing to the three-point line here. I don't think anything's going to change with that. It's only going to be a question of can George Ranch execute over these last 30 seconds of the game here and get up a shot that can win the game.
All right, over at A-Leaf Taylor, it's 58-42. Taylor by 16, a little bit better than it was, but still a big road to hoe for the Longhorns. It's hard to tell on this website how much time is left in the ballgame. See if we can find that out somehow. They are in the fourth quarter, but again, can't figure out how much. 58-42, Taylor by 16. Back here, we're tied at 41, 34 seconds left in the ball game. The inbound, Aiden Dunn. Dunn. Around the horn to Velasquez. Back out to Miller. Back to Dunn. To Lauren Crouch. To Dunn. Dunn drives the left side. Puts up the jumper too hard. Tracked down by Izzy Little. Little pokes it to Savannah Velasquez. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound to Maya Royal. Royal to Juwan Kasten. Kasten drives the left side. Little running layup. No good. Ball knocked around and out of bounds. Last touch by Izzy Little. Williams left. And the Lions will inbound near their own bench. But that'll be after Brandy Jones takes a timeout. A lot of activity there. Longhorns got a shot off. But it was kind of a wild shot by Velasquez. A rebound into the hands of the Lions. They come down, try a couple shots. And then the ball knocked out of bounds by Izzy Little. And then the timeout called by Brandy Jones. Still tied at 41. Over at Taylor, 59-44. Longhorns down by 15. That game also in the fourth quarter. Longhorns back out on the court first. It's Izzy Little, Jaden Dunn, Savannah Velasquez, Lauren Crouch, and Milan Francis Miller. Still waiting on the Lions to come out. Brandy Jones drawing up best play. Try to break the tie and win the ball game in the last 1.8 seconds. 1.88 seconds. That might matter. Coach Pierce talking to one of the referees of how much time on the clock and what kind of timeout she might have.
Talking to the ref, talking about if they made a proper substitution here.
Okay, now she, Coach Pierce, would like a timeout, and that's granted to her.
I'm not sure if that was because Coach Pierce wanted to see what they were setting up in or because they wanted to make sure they were allowed to make the substitution they wanted. But either way, Coach Pierce will get her 30-second timeout.
And she's got that whiteboard out, so whatever the reason for the timeout, she's going to use it to maybe design a quick play if the Longhorns happen to steal the basketball or if
I think the main thing here,
there's a turnover or something.
What she's going to be talking to her about here is the fact that you have plenty of time to put a shot up here, 1.88 seconds. You have to have about 0.4 on the clock to be able to put up a proper shot that is more than a tip. Plenty of time to put up a shot. Seconds left here. And I feel like you've seen enough in this second half here that Taylor's going to try to get the ball to 21 here and try to get it into the post, try to get the ball up in the air and get her as high a touch and as close to the basket as possible. I think that's Coach Pierce just trying to figure out a way to set up that defense so they're making that life easier.
All right. The Longhorns will not guard the player throwing the ball in, but try and double team a little bit. Ball into Kasten, and that shot is good.
They're going to call a foul on Jaden Dunn on the floor.
But before the shot, says the referee several times to people at the scorer's table, Juan Kasten is at the free throw line. Scoreboard shows 0.00. So Juwan Kasten stands free throw line as a 51% free throw shooter and a chance to win the game with no time showing. 41-41. Kasten's at the free throw line. Nobody else there, but shot on its way. And no good off the back iron. She'll get one more. Once again, just Juwan Kasten and the basketball. Shot up and no good. We are going to overtime at George Ranch.
We're going to put some time back on the clock here.
Juwan Kasten had an opportunity to win it with free throws. She missed both. They were both a little bit too strong off the back iron.
Wait. If we're putting more time on the clock, that second shot should have with the rebounders here, as if the clock was at zero.
Yes, I agree. And Coach Pierce is just that. There's no time left on the clock. 1.88 showing inbounded. So I don't know how back on.
Grander?
This is not right. And now are going to
go to half to, or go to for the overtime here.
Now they put up 0.2 seconds. Basketball.
But
yeah, it's.
We're coming from why we're broadcasting. But why is George Ranch getting this ball? There's not even possession for George Ranch.
No, and as you pointed out, there but Kasten's. She missed the ball. She missed both shots on the second shot from the ball. And just put it back in.
I mean, it's a live ball.
All right, so we'll get it on the Indy Little into Jaden Dunn's there. Time elapses in the regulars 1-41. We're going. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GSI Radio.
To buy is now at Gilman Honda Fort Bend. Over 300 new and pre-owned Hondas, all biggest savings, great financing rates, and low payments on all our models. With upfront pricing every day, our engine warranty for life. That's the Gilman promise. No matter what, we've got Southwest Freeway and FM20Bend.com.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides for you and your family. What?
Back at George Ranch High School, extra period. About ready. Longhorns 41, Lady Lions 41. Juwan Howard had the opportunity to hit one of two free throws to win the ball game for the Lions. Both were too strong, both off the back iron. Then there was a crazy setup with the clock. When she was at the free throw line, it showed no time. Then she walked away from her second shot. And then the referees conferred and put 0.26 seconds back on the clock. And George Ranch inbounded, held on to it, and we're in a four-minute overtime period.
That's a bizarre way to start this overtime here, but George Ranch still has a chance now.
All right, ball in the air, tipped to Juwan Kasten. Kasten guarded by Jaden Dunn. In the corner to Davion King. Back out top. Scramble for the basketball. Retained by Kiara Wright. Wright to Kamaya Royal. Down low to Jakira Jenkins. And Jenkins walks with the basketball. 19th turnover for the Lions.
Leading her case there, just saying, hey, where was the travel? On the outside here, just trying to set up hitting this zone defense by Elite.
Around to Kez. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn in the corner. Milan Francis Miller, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, ball out of bounds. Last touch by the Lions. George Ranch will get second life on this drive down court.
Francis Miller getting dirty here on the floor. Putting that extra effort there, just trying to give George Ranch a chance to get another possession there, and ball goes their way.
Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez on the right side, little running jump shot, no good. And the ball back to Velasquez, and a good heads-up play there. Savannah was going. She just knocked the ball off of Davion King, and that'll give George Ranch an opportunity again to set things up. Milan Francis Miller out top to Jaden Dunn. Dunn right now drives down the right side, puts up the layup, and she is fouled by
on the Ailey Taylor side after the number of charges George Ranch drew in the first half here now to here basically in that same situation go their way.
Jaden Dunn, free throw shooter at the line. 13 points in regular. Make that 14 with the free throw here in overtime. 42-41, George Ranch by a one in the extra frame. Second free throw, in again. 41, 2:40 left in the ballgame. In overtime. Out top to Juwan Kasten. Kasten guarded by Jaden Dunn. To King. King down low to Jenkins. Turnaround shot is good. Jakira Jenkins with 15 points. 43. Milan Francis over to Savannah Velasquez. Around the horn to Jaden Dunn. Out top to Francis Miller. Back to Jaden Dunn. Dunn looking for Miller out top. To Velasquez. Velasquez, left-hand dribble. Now tries the right side. Jump shot from the free throw line. A little bit short off the front iron in the hands of Johan Kasten. Kasten ahead to King. King to Kasten on the right side. Guarded by Dunn. King to the corner, or Kasten to the corner. Her shot is in and out, but she's fouled by Amelia. Back to the free throw line, Juwan Kasten.
Kasten doing a bit of an acting job there, which is her right as a bear. And Fowler getting too much into her space while she's there.
First free throw by Kasten is off the mark. Jade Howard checks in and checks out for George Ranch. Three consecutive free throw at Kasten. Next one on its way. That one is good.
Update from George Boys. I'm not sure where they're from, but 61-40 George Ranch Boys and Ailey Taylor. Long on Max Preps. That's from George Coach Jones directly.
All right. Well, that thing was reported exactly backwards then, all the way along by Max Prep. Down by one. 1:20 left to play. Middle of the court. Layup on the left side. No good. Ball knocked around. The hands of the Lions and out of bounds. Second turnover in the overtime period for the Lions. 20 on the game. Jaden Dunn. 1:05 left in the ballgame. We're in overtime. Longhorns down by Dunn. Dunn right in front of Rebel. Tries the right side. Little floater. No good. Izzy Little with the rebound and the putback. That's no good. Taken away by Jakira Jenkins. Ahead to Kiera Wright. And knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. But a good heads-up play against the layup. And out of bounds, giving George Ranch a chance to set up. In out top to Jakira Jenks. Shot off the mark. Rebound. Kamaya Royal. Royal shot is no good. Rebound, Jada Howard. Ahead to Savannah Velasquez. Velasquez drives and lays it up and in. Savannah Horns, a one-point lead. 20 seconds left. To Kamaya Royal in and a foul. All whistled against Jada Howard, her third.
Yes,
5:44, Lawrence by one at the free throw line. Kamaya Royal. This free throw is good by Royal. She's a 64% free throw shooter. Knocks down that first things up at 45. Ball back in Royal's hands. Next one on its way. That one off the mark. The rebound by Milan Francis Miller. And Coach Jones, or Coach Pierce rather, calls a timeout.
Every second of this clock, find the shot you want. And make this game come down to a George Ranch player making or missing a shot here before we go to double overtime.
And at 41 after regulation. A couple free throws by Jaden Dunn. A basket by Savannah Velasquez, where the points have come from. On the other side, Kasten with a basket, and Kamai with a free throw.
I want to go back to that basket by Velasquez there. I'm trying to right here for the roster for George Ranch here. 21, Jada Howard here with the defensive rebound here, battling between two Bailey Taylor defenders here. Slings the ball because she gets the ball to the opposing three-point line, drives all the way to the basket, makes a defender miss just up there to get this game back to 45-45.
All right, Izzy underneath Taylor's basket. She's got Jaden Dunn, Velasquez, over to Velasquez down court. Inside 12 seconds to play to Jaden Dunn on the right side. Dunn kind of out of control, and she commits the offensive foul. She was a little bit late and banged into a Lions player and committed the offensive foul. 8.32 left. Ball will go to the Lions. We are tied at 45.
Okay, so 8 seconds in here. They can't just bring the ball up slowly. Then the game for Taylor here is trying to get their half-court offense set up and get it here. That's still going to be the goal, but they're going to have to accelerate that in this 8-second frame here. It'll be interesting to see what kind of deep Coach Pierce wants to throw out at Ailey Taylor.
Both teams have made a basket and put in two free throws to where we are now, tied it.
Who can execute for these final lanes some offense here? George Ranch has done a really good job of dealing Taylor's post players here without having to, without really box them and body here. Just in front, getting arms up in the air, difficult, but not being able to force them out of the paint.
And down low, Taylor might have a height at Jenkins, 5'10", Juwan Kasten, 5'10", and a little bit taller, 2 inches player. Jenkins trying to get the ball in, does, to King. King, left-hand dribble, across the timeline. That dribble almost interrupted at the free throw line, a buzzer, and the back here at Jenkins. Point in overtime, and the Lady Lions beat George Ranch 47-45 here at George Ranch.
Heartbreaking. Out here, had some serious troubles here with trying to handle the post players here for Ailey Taylor. It's a tough way for the game to end here for George Ranch.
Ja'Kira Jenkins took a pass. She was standing right at the free throw line. Threw up a little soft jumper. It went right in at the buzzer. Final 47-45. Lady Lions Ranch. On this Tuesday night, 23-6A play. I will be back to wrap this one up from the ranch. Final score again, Aleaf Taylor, Lady Lions 40, George Ranch 45 in overtime.
Finnegan Auto Group is a sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck. Waterlight Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Cornu, Chevy Silverado, and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1980, small companies have relied on Hunt companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunting Group. Call the Hunting Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@group.com. It's the Hunt, George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club.
You're listening live to George.
All right, back at George Ranch, it's a final. Taylor, Lady Lions 47 and George Ranch 45 in overtime. Ryan, final, or you head back down there?
I mean, we saw in the second half here that really kind of Aleaf Taylor committed to that in the paint, dominating, and it just seemed like that was kind of always nagging. A big advantage there for the Lady Lions. And it just came up, that ended up being the killer there for George Ranch at the end. A lot of good, but just wasn't their night.
It's fitting that Ja'Kira Jenkins would make that final shot. She came into the game averaging 14.8 points a game. Had no points in the first half, 5 in the third quarter, 8 in the fourth quarter, and then 4 in overtime to finish with 17 to best her average. But, of course, nothing bigger than that last shot from the free throw line.
Well, for sure. And that's, I mean, what we talked about before that play happened. They had to execute. It's not the way they're trying to operate their offense here. Top of that was pressing from full court prep. And I have to tip my hat to Taylor Taylor there. They didn't let the clock their movement there. They got the ball in their offense. They got the ball who they wanted to, and she knocked down a shot.
All right, Jane finishes with 17, 12 by Davion King, 8 points by Juwan Kasten, 6 by Lacey Pryor, 3 points Kamaya Royal, and a free throw by Sanisha Fobbs. That's the 47 points scored in overtime by the Lady Lions. George Ranch, top scorer, Savannah Velasquez, Dean, Jaden Dunn. 6, Izzy Little. 4, Jada Howard. 3 by Milan Francis Miller. The Longhorns drop a 47-45 decision in overtime. And again, we'll have to see what else happens in 23-6A women's basketball. Elsick went down to Pearland. Elsick number 1, Pearland number 2. And then 3 and 4, George Ranch and A-Leaf Taylor. They're going to at least switch positions. We'll see what happens with Elsick and Pearland. And on the men's side, George Ranch a winner, although everything was backwards along that I was reporting from Max Prep. So the final there was, what, 56-44? Is that what I heard?
I think it was almost a 20-point win here. It was 61-44.
61-44. So the men a winner over at Taylor, and the Lady Longhorns dropped that 2-point decision in overtime. He's Ryan Dunsmore. I'm Tom Tarando. Thanks for joining us tonight on GRHSI Radio. We'll be on the air Friday night. The men are back to play Dawson High School. We'll be on the air at 6:45, opening tip at 7 o'clock Friday night from George Ranch. Final score again. Taylor Lady Lions 47, George Ranch 45 in overtime.